The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Many secondary schools were forced to rely on parental contributions and charges to avoid running deficits last year. That's according to an analysis of schools' end of year's accounts. And the Joint Managerial Board has called this reliance degrading for both schools and families. And Paul Crone, Director of the National Association of Principals and Deputies, joins us now. Paul, firstly, how reliant are schools, before we get into the rights and wrongs of these things, but how reliant are schools on these contributions?
I suppose more reliant than they should be is the best way to put it. Schools are funded with the capitation, and they did get a once-off cost of living grant to try and get them over the hump with the high energy costs. But schools are offering full programmes, I suppose. There's the academic programmes, there's the extracurricular programmes. There's all sorts of activities, the woodwork, metalwork materials. They've all hugely increased over the last while, and that eats into the capitation. So in order to be able to continue to offer the full programme, schools are becoming increasingly reliant on parental contributions to offer that.
There's a figure quoted in the paper that says 55% of schools would be in the red without them. But what you're saying to me, in effect, is, and I've interviewed the Minister for Education, Norma Foley, who has said, no, schools shouldn't be asking for these things, can't put pressure on parents, etc. But what I'm taking from what you're saying is if schools didn't ask for these, the school environment would be a different place because, simply put, you wouldn't be able to offer the same range of services or facilities.
That's exactly it. And I have conversations regularly with principals who say, I'm just going to have to cut down on the amount of activities, the amount of trips. The cost of transport has skyrocketed. We would have to cut down on maybe the woodwork materials, no hardwood, just softwood, various things like that, that just give that little bit extra. And what students are used to, particularly in Ireland, we do have a huge tradition of extracurricular activities and offering the full programme in Ireland. That doesn't necessarily happen in other European countries, but we don't want to lose that.
Yeah.
We thought we might have lost it during COVID, but the teachers, in fairness to them, have come back strong with the football teams, the school musicals.
And those are such an important, and I completely agree with you, such an important aspect of kids' education. If they don't do the musical, if they don't play the sports, if they don't take part in extra things, school becomes a very, not bleak exactly, but a very kind of prosaic kind of a place. It's not what it could be. But what about the pressure because of these contributions, Paul? What about the pressure on parents? I mean, we do hear from parents that, you know, they do get letters reminding them about the voluntary contributions, telling them to come in and have a chat if they can't afford them, etc., which does create that you know, pressure and also maybe is degrading for all people involved.
And I mean, the schools don't want to be asking for money first and foremost. They would rather not have to do that. But schools are also very clear on what they're allowed to do. It is a voluntary contribution. They're not allowed to offer a place or not offer a place on the basis of payment, not give a student a journal down the locker or anything like that on the basis of voluntary contributions. So they don't
penalise.
That practice has disappeared. But yet schools are struggling to meet the demands. So they do, I suppose, ask for it, and they might ask for it regularly.
Is the bottom line is that you hope that those who can pay will pay, and you try not to go too heavy on those who can't pay, and it's sort of an Irish solution to an Irish problem?
That's exactly what it is. We all know in schools the students and families that can't pay, and they're not generally asked.
Okay.
But it is voluntary. We recognise that. But what we're also saying is it's nearly viewed that it is essential to keep the level of service.
Okay.
That we
and maybe after. Very lastly, Paul, like without this, you would be looking for I presume, bigger capitation and people would be paying for this through their taxation anyway. Is that the kind of the bottom line?
That's it. Capitation hasn't been increased over the last number of years. We've got once-off cost of living grants so that it's not going to be an ongoing cost to the Exchequer. But that's something that really needs to be looked at now. In light of the likes of the school books is reducing the costs on parents. So we need to ensure that we are offering a fully free education system.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that. That is Paul Crone, their Director of the National Association of Principals and Deputies.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.